Blog Talk Radio.
I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. Cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio. Happy New Year and Happy New Day in this new year, because it's the first Thursday of 2016. And if you're listening in archive, it was still the first Thursday in this new year. And I'm very excited about everything that's going on. And it's not so much a new year, you know. It's funny. I never understand why people get all fired up. It's a brand new year, and this is what we're going to do this year. You know, get fired up. It's a brand new day. This is what we're going to do this day. So in this happy new year, that's why I say happy new day. And I just, it's our first show of a new season here on Word of Mom Radio. And we're doing a lot of different changes. Hosts are leaving, new hosts are coming. When I say hosts are leaving, it's a silly thing to say because our archives are always there, so nobody ever really leaves Word of Mom Radio. We just transition in new shows that got added to the wonderful shows that they paved the way with in our Tuesday Business Spotlight. You know, in December, Sina did her planning show for your upcoming year, because let's face it, we all know Sina Block from Sane Spaces is the ultimate in being able to map out what you want to do when you are that person that maps out day to day, year to year, you know, month to month, week to week. I mean, she can really help you just, and you know that from her shows, from Managing Mompreneur Mayhem. You know that. And her shows will always be here in archive. And she'll be coming back throughout the year in the Tuesday Business Spotlight, sharing different ideas and new products that she's offering or new courses. And she remains part of our coaching corner. We're going to have a lot of changes on our website coming up in the next week. So it's exciting. And what we're doing now and what I'm doing now is really just taking the time to highlight everyone who is in our marketplace. And we're going to start with the things that are the near and dearest to me, which is our mom-made products. And moms like me who took an idea and created something with it. So I'm so excited that Safety Bags LLC and our new division, StadiumBags.com, is the main sponsor here on Word of Mom Radio. And for those of you who don't listen to the show and you're brand new to us, Safety Bags LLC is a line, we have a line of clear bags and backpacks that deal with the safety issues going on in schools and offices, airports, sports arenas, and the like. And we've started creating divisions of our company, and StadiumBags.com is the first of that. And what that is, StadiumBags.com meet the see-through bag requirements for professional and college sports. We offer a three-year warranty on the products because they are that good. And we all know that cheap is expensive. So if you're going to go to, if you go to games, you're a football fan or a baseball fan, NASCAR, March Madness, you name it, now more than ever, security is, it's just at its height. And these bags allow you the privacy within a clear bag. Because let's face it, you're carrying a bag. Nobody wants everybody to see what's in their bag. But guess what? Everyone knows what's in your bag. So it really doesn't matter because everybody knows what you're carrying. So carry it nicely in a great bag that is ergonomically designed and fabric reinforced with double zippered compartments and extra padded straps. They're constructed in the thickest material available. It's a 5 millimeter 20 gauge. temperature treated PVC vinyl. Anything thicker and it would crack. And I did this because I'm a mom and I know where the bags break. I have three children, and when I first started designing these bags, they're ergonomically designed. I worked with chiropractors because I walked in and my son was powerlifting with his 67-pound backpack, and I just couldn't believe it. And so that's what inspired the ergonomic design. Everything's in fabric, not plastic, because, again, I'm a mom. I know where the bags break. So I don't want them to break. My manufacturer jokes with me that I make our bags too good. And I'm like, no, I don't. She said, you know, you want them to last, but you want them to break so people replace them. And I'm like, no, see, I'd rather them never break and people want more because they're that good and they're that versatile. And so, again, back to the stadiumbags.com, the clear mini backpack and our clear mini messenger bag meet those size requirements that sports is carrying, but they give you these unique features that are only ours and room in a bag that you can't believe. They're like clown bags to me sometimes. I laugh. For fantasy football fans, I designed it with a curved zipper on the top part of the front pocket of your backpack where you can actually put your tablet in the bag if you'd like and zip it in, and you can work it right through it without having to remove it. And, you know, if you're worried that, oh, you don't want to carry your tablet in a bag, just have it turned off. Nobody knows it's there unless you're turning on and using it. Same thing with the mini messenger bag, that front sleeve, and I do carry my tablet. And I can't even tell you the conversations I've had because I'll be sitting at a table and working with my bag just propped up like an easel. And so these, they let you bring your smart devices in. And same thing, the mini messenger bag has a side pocket for your camera or your phone, I mean. And ladies, let's face it, we may be tomboys at heart, but there are times that we need to be discreet. And there is actually an inner sleeve. When you first open the bag, it has mesh pockets and organizers, but then there's a sleeve behind that for those times, as my son said, when you need to be discreet. We're in the clear. I love how he said that. And it does. It offers you privacy within a transparent bag. So you can go to stadiumbags.com because, you know what, as a business owner, we were looking at what are we going to do? How are we going to keep going? Are we going to wait till we get all the funding we need, or are we going to just go for it? We picked these two bags because sports is 12 months out of the year. You all know my commitment is keeping guns and drugs out of school. And these are school bags also. This is our mini backpack for preschool through third grade. And the mini messenger bag is for girls and women in retail, working at, you know, casinos or wherever. If you're in a correctional facility, all of these places now require clear bags. We just went with stadiumbags.com because, again, from a marketing standpoint, this is a business decision, and sports are 12 months out of the year. So that starts our mom-made product part of Word of Mom Radio. And now here are some of our sponsors. It's time for snacks. You have to meet Nicole Baroda from Jersey Cookie Girl. Nicole was previously an architectural designer who's now chosen to express herself through the edible art of cookies. She truly enjoys working with people, creating and sharing in the result of the collaboration. The art of creating a tangible item from a person's thoughts and words is so very exhilarating to Nicole and so fulfilling of her creative expression and talent. And so Jersey Cookie Girl's creations are homemade custom cookies designed and decorated to fit the criteria provided by their clients. All the designs are personally done by Nicole, and these edible canvases are a combined reflection of the client's ideas and Nicole's interpretation of them. And you can find her at jerseycookiegirl.com. And, you know, one of the things that I love about how people wind up connecting through this show and empowering each other, we're going back on Fridays on our Facebook page. Tomorrow we'll have our Tell Us Your Story post, which we were doing for a while, and then, you know, life got away from me as the woman who has been on the road for so many years and finally actually just settled into a new apartment. I'm so excited that I actually feel like I have roots. But tears, you know, I'm just going to keep going. Let's get back to our sponsors. I'm sorry, I just went off on that. Live and Love Creations. Jenny Neglick is a Live and Love Creations on Etsy is where you can find her homemade items that are really made with love. She is a wife and a mother of a four-year-old who is obsessed with creating and sewing. And she creates comfortable quality clothing and accessories for children. She can do anything in print. You can just request a custom order. She enjoys designing, creating, and sewing. And every day she's taking her talents to another level. So if you don't see what you want, you can just ask, because her family and her business are her passion. So you can find her at Live N, the letter N, Love Creations on Etsy. And our other Etsy sponsor is a brand new member of the Word of Mom radio family, Nicole Lester. She was just on, we featured her in one of our holiday showcase shows. And her company is Para Quilting. Quilting, where Nicole creates quality customized products that are made to order and perfectly unique for you and the people in your lives. Her product list includes, but it's not limited to, T-shirt quilts, regular quilts, totes, tutus, headbands, first birthday outfits, embroidered items, and baby items, and much more. She is a stay-at-home, work-at-home mom with two beautiful children and a third one on the way. Her business is her other baby, and it's something she's always looking to improve and grow. And all of her products are created with the customer's wants and needs in mind. So if you don't see something on one of her sites, don't hesitate to ask. She loves to use her creativity and try new things and expand her quilted product list. She wants to thank all her supporters for their encouragement and support in expanding the business that is dedicated to the woman who taught her how to sew, her grandma Mimi. And again, she was on during or holiday showcase, and it was just so much fun to hear how it was her grandma Mimi that taught her how to sew and how she's taken that love and turned it into now her business. And another one of our newest sponsors is Myra Betances. She was on sharing with us again in our holiday showcase. She is the founder of D&E Papel, which is a stationery and handmade events invitation. She's also an arts and lifestyle blogger. Myra works with celebrities such as Lady Vanderpump and Courtney Hall. Her work was just featured in print media and most recently in Bella, New York Magazine. She's the founder of a not-for-profit organization called Create Happy Moments. If you remember, we had her on the show last month, and you can listen to that archive. I will tweet out and post out the archive of that show where Myra was sharing Create Happy Moments. She takes it's her mission to provide children from underprivileged comings to create a happy childhood memory with this cultural education. And in her home where she grew up in the Dominican Republic, when they celebrate their New Year's celebration, the children dress up in costume. So she takes donations of Halloween costumes. And I just met her, unfortunately, after Halloween. So she has now come on as one of our new sponsors with D&E PayPal. And we will be sharing this throughout the year, getting people ready, because this is a yearly event that happens in the DR and that Myra will be supporting. And she's also the mother of three. She's a wife, and she's a leader of one of the ETT Women Columbus, Ohio chapters, and which is, you know, ETT Women. We've had Lynette Barbieri and Vanessa Copas on the show here. They are working with like-minded women, networking and educating fellow entrepreneurs and mompreneurs. And I'm so excited to have her here. You can find her online at Dandy, D-A-N-D-E, PayPal, P-A-P-E-L, .com, and make sure that you connect with her as well. And this is the amazing group of women who make up our mom-made products in our marketplace at wordofmomradio.com. And you can just click on our mompreneur sponsors or the mompreneur marketplace, and it will take you to that page. I'm going to take a sip of tea, because it's been a long time since I've done a show that's just me sharing, you know, everyone here. I'm going into our mompreneur approved product section in our marketplace, and it's also a great place for moms that are looking for business opportunities, that you might be looking to create a home-based business. We have a few direct marketers that work with us because, you know, my background was in multi-level marketing. I would never be doing what I'm doing now if it weren't for Bill Gould and Equinox and everything that I learned from them. And it's a great business model, especially for women. But you have to find what works for you and what you can be excited and passionate about, because it is your own business. So I'm going to introduce you to 31's Hope Whistle. She wants to welcome you to her pink bubble that she calls 31. Her name is Hope Whistle, and she's also known as the Bag Lady. She's a retired social worker who loves to create, encourage, and reward hardworking women with fun, fashionable, and affordable products, many of which can be personalized for that special someone. Her products range from purses and totes and accessories to jewelry by JK by 31. And if you're not sure what you want, you can have Hope work with you as a personal designer. And I want to give you her, you can go to her website. You know what? It's so much easier if you just do it from I'm trying to give you her page. Okay, go to her Facebook page, which is facebook.com/hopes31giftcloset. That's how you can find her on Facebook. So hopes31giftcloset, all spelled out. And definitely connect with her if bags are your thing. It's a great business opportunity for you. If you like candles and home decor, then meet Karen Cavanlo Esposito. Karen is a successful mompreneur who has been in the direct sales industry for over 10 years. Her recent success is with Pink Zebra Home Fragrance, where she is currently a top leader and director with a team of over 6,000 consultants. Karen has been a corporate speaker and trainer for the company for their annual convention and rallies. She's earned top national honors for her team building and sponsoring, and she runs her home business with the help of her children and her family. Pink Zebra's signature products are their soy sprinkles that you can mix and match to create your own scent recipes, and the company offers unique home fragrance and decor products. So you can connect with Karen at thezebradiva.com. And on Facebook, you'll find her at facebook.com/yourcandleconsultant. And I really encourage you to reach out to Karen, because she is in the time. If that is something that excites you as a business, then you've got a great person to be working with. In our coaching corner, We have, of course, the fabulous Cena Block, and I talked about her in Sane Spaces at the beginning of the show. We have Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson, and it's such an honor for me to have her as one of our sponsors because she has her own show here on Blog Talk as well. She's a successful entrepreneur, a transformational coach, an empowerment specialist, a speaker, a keynote presenter, an author, an award-winning and vibrant TV and radio personality, and she truly is a visionary. She has over 20 years of experience in helping others create their lives that they envision, and she brings a whole world of insights to any table. Dr. Daphne is a warm and bright inspiration and a powerful visionary who guides today's leaders true and empowers tomorrow's to fulfill their life's purpose with hope, enthusiasm, and resilience. And I encourage you to reach out to her at DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com, and you can find her there. Renee Sullivan, who was my first sponsor when I took another jump with Word of Mom Radio and actually reached out to people to become sponsors of our show and the shows that were starting to happen here, Renee was the first person I asked. And it's so amazing to watch her transformation in going from working with Shackley to working with other companies to building these businesses. And now she is at that point of now becoming that take action online marketer and a success mentor. And you know what? She's somebody who's been there. And are you tired of struggling online and are you ready to break through and create your own business? In this direct selling industry, Renee is somebody who can really just mentor you through, because regardless of what your business is, you need that mentor, you need that coach, you need that business plan. Even if your business, regardless, it's at your kitchen table and you're working with maybe one of our amazing sponsors, you still have to have a plan of what you want to make that business do. And Renee is somebody who can really help you create that blueprint that when you follow it, you'll create a successful online business that you've been envisioning. And you can connect with her on Twitter at Renee HealthNut, or Renee Sullivan, and I really encourage you to reach out to her. And you can also, on Google Plus, you can go to Google Plus and then just click plus Renee Sullivan. And I really do encourage you to meet her. And I'm excited because Renee, along with Peggy Caruso, who is another one of our coaches from Life Coaching and Beyond, they are going to be coming in our Tuesday Business Spotlight. I'm changing the format of the Tuesday Business Spotlight. And Peggy Caruso, Renee Sullivan, Donna Cravata, Social Sage PR, is going to be coming in, and they're going to be rotating some shows throughout the year. And bringing in new topics and new ideas as we take the business spotlight and start shining it in all different kinds of arenas, because we have such a wealth of a library between Janice Clark with Social Media Help Not Hype and Cena Block with Managing Mompreneur Mayhem, that all of that is now there for you as a resource to be able to go to. And I will continue to promote the archives of that show and rotate them live into the new format and everything else. But these are new shows that are going to be highlighting specific things outside the box. And I'm so looking forward to it. And for those, Peggy Caruso from Life Coaching and Beyond, she's the founder of Life Coaching and Beyond. She's an executive and personal development coach. She's an 8-time entrepreneur and an author, and her life coaching services are very different in the way that she offers additional services that assist clients beyond a coaching level. She is also an LPN, and she has a hypnosis background, and it allows her to extend her services beyond career and personal. She works extensively with children and assists them with ADD and ADHD and depression and helps to get them off their medications. Her new book, Revolutionize Your Child's Life, was released in August, and it's geared to assist parents by educating them on the different periods of a child's life, which helps them recognize behavioral issues and why they can be happening at those specific times of their lives. She provides preventative measures to ensure the health, wealth, and welfare of their child, and her mompreneur background allows her to teach children success principles, and she assists them in how to become kidpreneurs, which is such a great thing. One of our guests a while ago, Sarah Cook, had written a book about highlighting, you know, kidpreneurs. And I love that Peggy coaches them and works with them, because it's a wonderful way to instill that excitement in your child of how it what it is to build that business and earn their own money and learn how to save it and work with it and everything else. You can reach out to Peggy at lifecoachingandbeyond.com. I mentioned Donna Cravatta. She is a social visibility expert and the CEO of Social Sage PR, a boutique digital media agency and home of the Total Social PR System. Social Sage PR has a unique social media strategy based on listening and engagement. Donna shares effective techniques to use social media, SEO, content, and PR to find the right conversations online, build relationships, and turn possibilities into business opportunities. Donna's system melds marketing strategy, planning, and social tools to be heard above the noise online and opens doors to quickly and easily connect with the right people at a deeper, more meaningful level. Connections that lead to business. Reach out to her. You can find her online at socialsagepr.com. And she's all over social media as Social Sage PR, and will be hosting one of those wonderful segments throughout the year in our Tuesday Business Spotlight. So I'm very excited to be adding Donna Cravatta in that social media, in our Business Spotlight shows. Bisco Marketing, you know, Miss Kemia is still out there, and you can reach out to her. She has done a major revamping in her business, and you know that she's there because when you're lost in that digital space, Kemia and Bisco Marketing can lead you through the social media terrain with strategies that build engagement and drive results, and you can revitalize your marketing strategy. And I love that she helps you remain head over heels in love with your business. So reach out to her as well. Almost out of time here. Well, you know what? I guess next week we'll talk about our creative corner and all of the wonderful women there. But I'm excited because Monday, one of those wonderful women in our creative corner on our website with our authors and musicians and is Julia Brunetta Simpson, and she is a dynamic actress, singer, a model, a wife, and a mompreneur. She's appeared around the country at regional dinner and stock theaters, as well as off-Broadway and cabaret venues in New York City. As a matter of fact, she has one coming up on the 15th. Julia actively promotes arts and education by performing and teaching in schools, libraries, churches, senior centers, and prisons. And her work has inspired her to create Brunetta Productions and to educate and entertain audiences of all ages and walks in life with quality programs that highlight contributions made to the world culture by African Americans. You can visit her at brunettaproductions.com to learn more and hear clips from her CD, Here's to Life. And more importantly, she'll be here Monday as we kick off this year's Music Monday. She's always our sponsor for Music Monday, but this Monday she'll be our guest. So I'm really excited to have her here as I close out my first show, and my heartfelt thanks to these wonderful women. And next week I'll be sharing the women that I didn't get to yet that are behind our shows. And I thank you all for tuning in. It has been it's just such a joy. And as our show evolves and we go through our changes and new things, thanks for being along on the journey with us. You have no idea how much it means to me. So on behalf of everyone from Word of Mom Radio, this is Dori DiCarlo saying, go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.